Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Allianz Commercial has just released its latest political violence and civil unrest trends report. Here to talk more about that is the author of the report, Sergen Todorovich, head of political violence and hostile environment solutions at Allianz Commercial. Sergen, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John.
So, Sergen, what are the most significant findings in this year's political violence and civil unrest trends report?
Well, we've got a number of topics that we covered in the report. I think it was widely reported last year that civil unrest was a key topic for our clients and brokers and obviously Allianz as well. That is certainly one that we've covered in our reports. And although that 2024 passed off relatively peacefully, with the changes following those elections in 2024, we think that civil unrest is still a particular risk in 2025 and going forward. So that's certainly one topic that we go back to and reassess. The risk of terrorism is rising in Western Europe in particularly. So there is a rise of new group filling the vacuum of ISIS of old. And this has been seen by a number of events in Europe, looking back all the way to, I think, March last year, where there was a large attack in Moscow, and with a number of other attacks, small-scale attacks in Germany, following towards the beginning of this year as well. So there's a trend certainly in the terrorism space, but that's not just limited to the Islamist risk. It is also from the far right, and that's something that we also discuss in our report. Sabotage and war is the other topic that we'll be looking at, and essentially sabotage and terrorism was seen as one risk previously, but now we're seeing more of a convergence between sabotage and war, because a lot of the sabotage acts that we've seen in over the last 2 to 3 years has been based around state-sponsored sabotage. And the risk of war obviously is very prevalent in a number of countries around the world. And the other parts of the reports are dealing with cyber. That is one of our biggest client concern, especially attacks on critical infrastructure and physical impact of those attacks. And then finally, we also look at some of the environmental activists and activism, how that's turning into more extreme events through physical damage to infrastructure and targeting of specific companies. So that's, in a nutshell, our report.
Sounds very comprehensive, Sergen. So why do you suppose political violence remains such a persistent concern for global businesses?
Well, it's been for a number of years, it's been on top of most newspapers, news websites. And whether that's the right thing or wrong thing, it's impacted a number of other, you know, key clients that we have, but also large companies and also small companies alike in different ways. Some of them have been direct impacts. So if you consider having operations in Ukraine in 2022, that would have been a direct impact. More recently in Israel and Palestine, of course, that would have been a direct impact. And then furthermore, there's indirect impacts from these perils. So where we talk about indirect, we talk about contingent. So we talk about customers and suppliers being affected of larger companies, meaning that your orders or requests for service are reduced. So it does have an impact on financial impact of the companies. Further to that, I think companies are generally more risk averse. So they look to reduce shocks and impacts on their balance sheet. So therefore, ultimately, one place they come to is the insurance sector for some sort of solution and softening the blows that we've seen over the last decade.
Looking for stability, obviously. So, Sergen, how have recent geopolitical and economic developments shaped the risk landscape in 2025?
Well, recent, there was obviously a big election year last year, and we talked a bit about that. And I think you will only really find out the impact of these elections in the coming months. So in the next 6 to 12 months, as the changes of government implement their policies in a particular way that they do. We see that obviously with the US as well. That's certainly a topic that's dominating a lot of the press, and equally it does impact how countries behave towards each other and how they are you know, cooperating or not in many cases. So that certainly had a big impact. But ultimately, what we've seen is that there's been a big shift in, I wouldn't say nationalism, but in looking after your country first. And that's certainly the visible outcome of the last few years. There are significant, I suppose, shortfalls in government funds over the years. So even the richer states have the reduced ability to impact, also reduce the impact of economic turmoil on their people. And that has to obviously be prioritized. But, you know, the impact of geopolitics has been vast. And it's put countries into camps of pro-Ukraine, pro-Russia, and it has, you know, has split previously very tight political unions like the European Union, for example, into two. So there is a lot to be said about the economic and political impacts over the last few years on current state of the world.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
That being the case, do you think that civil unrest is more challenging to model and prepared for compared to, say, natural catastrophes?
Really is a million-dollar question. We talk about it at length within Allianz, and I think the market is always trying to find smart ways of modeling SRCC, strikes, riots, and civil commotion. We generally err on the side of caution in the way that the modeling is done, but we have to, of course, be smarter and focus on it. But it's incredibly difficult for a number of reasons. It's unpredictable. It can turn on a sixpence. And what I mean by that is it can be government policy that triggers it, that's implemented. It could be a police shooting. It could be a murder of somebody iconic or famous. There are so many things that could trigger these events that it's very, very hard and difficult to model. What we can say is that over the last 6 or 7 years, we have learned about the occupancies which are more vulnerable to SRCC events. And that's something that Allianz, as well as the political violence and terrorism market, is aware of. And of course, with that comes appropriate pricing, limiting of some of the exposures that we have on those occupancies. So we have learned a lot, but in terms of modeling and predictability, that is still work in progress for I would say the whole industry.
And I think it's going to be a work in progress for some time to come. So how can companies strengthen their risk mitigation and business continuity strategies in response to these evolving threats?
With regards to SRCC, I think topic is something that we get asked about quite often. In reality, there are two streams that companies can deal with. One of them is the direct impact on their premises and understanding really where the bottlenecks are, where their critical sites are. And that's something that the companies themselves can do on their own, or they can ask for external help from with. Further to the direct, they can also look at the media profile of a company. What is it doing? What is it stating publicly? How is it acting towards its employees? Are there any potential negative publicity that they may be exposed to for whatever reason? One example is, of course, Tesla. At the moment, it's obviously the share price is changing significantly because of Elon Musk's involvement in politics. And the company itself is more exposed to strikes, riots, civil commotion, or malicious damage style attacks that we commonly see with when companies are targeted. So I guess the media profile is incredibly important as well. So those are the two things that companies can do to address their exposures.
Looking ahead, Surgeon, are there any regions or sectors that you think are particularly vulnerable to future unrest?
With regards to unrest, I think we've learned a lot from where we what's happened in the last few years. So retail, governmental, transportation, hospitality, I think are key to, you know, to be watched on over the next few years. When you look at other types of perils, for example, sabotage and war, but in particularly sabotage and maybe elements of cyber, I think the critical infrastructure, which is power, utilities, infrastructure, road infrastructure, I think those are, including logistics as well, I think those are the key segments of, you know, occupancies that I think will be under the microscope over the next few years. And those are certainly ones that we are more concerned about when it comes to sabotage risk, and especially state-sponsored sabotage, which we've seen a big growth in over the last couple of years.
It's a really fascinating sector. Surgeon, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That was Surgeon Todorovic, Head of Political Violence and Hostile Environment Solutions at Allianz Commercial. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.